podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
A line from a film, song or TV show. Can you guess the word beneath my wind?
I always start laughing immediately because Chris singing that is ridiculous, but yeah. Well done, Kim. He came up with an amazing name for an amazing game. This is when you substitute a word in a song, a poem, a movie, a piece of prose.
Yeah.
Could be anything.
Could be. So I'd like to try and keep it pretty topical, but it could be anything.
Literally could be anything. Yeah. You swap out a word with a piece of flatulence.
That's right. We get a bit farty up in here.
We do.
And really, we can only play this game once a week because otherwise we would just not be able to spend any time in the studio.
No.
It's too stinky.
Okay, so what I say every week is that this game has enough. The whole game's about farts. So just, we don't need the extra innuendo on it. All right.
The gags.
Now, I don't like saying this, but it's a best out of three game.
Yeah.
And so the task is for me to get three out of three.
That's right, which we call the clean wipe.
Anyway, play the game.
Okay.
Hate that. It's so disgusting.
Word beneath my wind. Question number one this morning. What word are we missing here?
We cannot be a multicultural society. We are a multiracial society, but we must be.
Now, see, where's the fart on that one, mate? You haven't actually changed any of that.
I think that all came from inside the toilet. The call is coming from inside the toilet.
It is. I would say that's monocultural.
But we must be monocultural.
Oh, sorry.
Nailed it, Pauline.
Yeah, I've said it better than her. And for those that know me, that's saying something about her.
Okay, well done. Question number one, correct. Let's move on. Question number two, in word beneath my wind, what are we looking for here?
Hello. My name's Forrest. Forrest Gump. You want to? I could eat about 1.5 million of these. My mom always said life was like a box of. You never know what you're going to get.
Oh, my God. That was disgusting with the mouth noises. I'm going to say the word there.
So ridiculous.
The word there is chocolate.
My mom always said life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Well done, mate. Well
Half
done.
The fun of this game, if you're just playing it for the first time, is knowing what the bit is, the sound grab is, but trying to figure out where Tom will put the fart.
Where the fart's going to be. Oh, okay. Ooh, two from two, mate. You are well on your way to a clean wipe. So far, structural integrity of the toilet paper remains.
Mate,
here
stop.
We go. Question number three. Tell us, what word are we missing here? Wait for it, man. It gets better.
The fart choices are so good. They're so corresponding with the vibe. Here we go.
Little double one there. Finish with a big one.
It's Rose.
Well done,
what
mate.
What a choice. Well done, you.
Thank you.
Another great game. Beneath my wind.
And well done to you for getting the clean wipe. Wash your hands. We're done.
Thank you.
A line from a film, song or TV show. Can you guess the word beneath my wind?
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
I am on a discovery of myself, really.
Your journey. It's a journey.
Journey of discovery.
Yeah.
About taste.
Yeah.
And what it means to be me.
And what really sort of does it for you.
Yeah. Sacks of salt, I'll say.
Okay. Yep. That's a thing.
Yeah. Salt that is real salt. And there's no substitute.
Mm.
I will get sponsored by Saxon one day. I hope so.
Mm.
But I'm a salty gal. I like plain things.
Yeah.
Always have. Not been a big flavour person.
Yeah.
So, I mean, don't get me wrong. I like flavour. But sometimes everything is flavour, flavour, flavour.
It's hard work.
Yeah.
It's hard
and
work.
So when I go, we're going to a party and I bring plain chips. Everyone's like, oh, plain. Why don't you get
anything other than
light
plain.
And tangy. What? Why would I?
Sweet chili. Anyway.
Yeah. I just want plain.
Yeah.
And so my partner Jimmy has been making jerky.
Yes.
Bless him.
Yeah.
Right? Doing a great job.
First batch was so tough.
Yeah. Second batch, a little bit tough. Still just flavour, like too much, in my opinion.
He's overdone it with the flavour.
Yeah. And so I'm like, why can't we just have a jerky that's plain? Okay, just like a salted meat, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then our mates at FATV, Jerky, were listening to the show.
Yeah, Tony and Vanessa. And Tony called up and he said, that's ridiculous. Like, yeah. That would taste disgusting.
Yeah. But then we've had further discussions.
Yeah.
With the flavour queen herself, Vanessa.
Yeah, Vanessa.
And she's like, look, Loggy, I think we can possibly sort you something out. So behind the scenes, they're making up two different types of plain jerky.
Yep.
And they're going to come in tomorrow. We're going to taste test it. And then they're going to bag it up for me. It's going to be like Loggy jerky.
So it's going to be incredibly mild
is the
moral. It's that's what the flavour is going to be. We're just going to be two different types of really mild flavour.
Exactly. And I'm very excited. But they did say that we need a name. Okay. We need to name this product.
Yeah.
Okay. So I've come up with a name.
Okay.
And you've come up with a name.
Correct.
And so I'm looking forward to hearing your thoughts, not on mine because I think mine's fine. I'm just looking forward to hearing your thoughts. I don't want any feedback on my name.
Okay.
I just want to hear what your name suggestion is.
Right.
So
what do you want me to do now? Do you want me to tell you what my name is?
I'll tell you what mine is.
Okay, go.
Missionary jerky. It's good, but it's nothing intense. It's just it's a favourite. It's non-offensive to anyone.
It's really entry level, isn't it?
It's entry level. Entry level jerky. Missionary.
Missionary jerky.
Yeah.
Tom and Loggy's missionary jerky. Is that what it is?
Yeah. I think you like it. No, I think you don't mind it.
I don't hate it.
Missionary.
I just don't know. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I'm just trying to envision it on a bag, to be honest.
Yeah. Nothing crazy, just a good time.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the messaging underneath, right?
That's the tagline. Nothing crazy.
Yeah, just a good time.
Just gets the job done.
Yes, right? So what have you come up with?
I don't know if we need mine yet. I went with basic bee jerky.
Oh,
because you are such a basic bee. Yeah, but so that would be Loggy's basic bee jerky.
Okay.
I don't need to be attached to
okay. Do you want to explain that in any detail? What do you mean, Tom?
Oh, just really simple tastes, you know? Just really like cliche sort of like you really go with the crowd sort of, you know, easily led sort of. It's quite simple.
Jerky with a side of hatred. I mean, no.
No, it's a fun little.
Is it fun?
Yeah, I'm having fun. Are you not having fun?
No, I'm not having fun.
Okay. How about, there's got to be better names out there. How about?
No, I think we've discovered the name. Missionary.
Basic bee. at least we think we're funny.
Yeah.
All right. How about this? If anybody listening has a better name for just really basic, mild,
tasty,
but the missionary of jerky.
Thank you. Oh my God, you just went there.
I just went there with both of our names. So, okay. Then give us a call. 52-232-955.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
Oh, what's this taste? It's so nice. It's just like, It has this beautiful underlying flavour that doesn't, you know, like come at you so intensely because it's just nice. It's, and I'm like, oh, no, it's missionary jerky. What's that?
You don't want to have to work for it. You don't want to
missionary
have to
jerky.
You don't want to have to do any of the work, do you?
Pleases everyone. Good times all round.
You just want to lie back and enjoy the jerky.
Mate, that's what I'm all about. I'm getting my own jerky made. I just want something that's just like salty, not too much. Flavor's great. That's flavor's good. And there's a market for that. Yeah, and they
really
do it best.
There really
FATV, when it comes to flavor, I mean, no one's reaching them, right?
Yeah.
That's great. But I also like something that's just, you know, just a little bit of salt and meat. You know, something that's just missionary.
Would you say that's gateway jerky. Would you say that's a basic B flavour? I would suggest that it's very sort of really basic.
That's the name you've come up with. Loggy's Basic B Jerky. I've come up with Tom and Loggy's Missionary Jerky.
I just don't know if we'll get it over the line, put it on, get it on a packet. 52232955. Michelle's in Armstrong Creek. Morning, Michelle.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're good. Thank you. We're also ridiculous. Tell us, what is your name, your suggestion for our jerky?
Okay. So I do love Loggy's suggestion of missionary.
Okay.
And, I get where you're going.
Yep.
I get where you're going.
I did
come up with something else kind of popped in my head. Base camp journey. Jerky.
Base camp jerky.
Yeah, okay.
So okay.
It's really...
So it's the start of the adventure.
Yes! That's very cool, Michelle.
I do like that. Okay.
Because, you know, if they decide to keep going with this trend, then they can add the different levels as you get higher.
Yes, Michelle.
So you're thinking that they will continue to work with us after this awful experience that we've
had. No, she's talking about other people starting at base camp, and then if you want to go higher up the flavour mountain.
I thought you meant FATV. let's go to Chris from Mount Dunedin. Good morning, Chris. You're live on the air. What is your flavour?
Well, just going on, like, what your...
Suggestion,
sorry. Yeah, thank you.
You're right.
Mine is morning wood.
No, that doesn't team with my theme.
It gets you up and about. For the day.
We could get a wood smoke flavour in there.
No, I mean...
Yep. Oh, I like it.
Wood.
Yeah.
Double wood flavoured.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe that can be Tom's bag, you know? I'm...
Double smoked if you're lucky.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Ooh, all right. Ed from St. Albans Park, bring this home for us, mate. What's your take? What do you think?
I've listened to your options, and I think, Lauren, you're open to misinterpretation by schoolboys across the land.
Yeah.
In the schoolyard.
Yeah.
So I'm going to come up with patent pending, of course.
Yeah.
Yes.
Loggy flakes.
Loggy flakes.
Loggy flakes.
Sounds like dandruff.
So, that's we're not selling that. That's no one's eating that. All right. Well, I think we need to.
I'm loving the ideas.
Are you writing them all down?
I'm writing them all down. We've got base camp jerky.
Yeah.
We've got
morning wood.
Morning wood.
Which I really like. We've got missionary, we've got basic B, we've got loggy flakes.
Yeah.
I've got a couple of messages as well.
Yeah.
We've had a suggestion of girls gone mild.
Oh.
Tom and Loggy's Girls Gone Mild.
I don't mind. I don't mind that.
And also straight up jerk.
Oh.
No flavour for a mid experience is the tagline.
Right, okay.
All right. So, I mean, we'll take it all on board.
Starting to get a bit, personal.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggy, say thanks.
Special guest joining us in the studio. Pretty stoked about this. Pretty excited.
I'm excited, but also I'm scared to look him in the eye in case he reads my mind.
Yes, his name's Tristan McClendon. He is a comedian, he's a mentalist, and he is a magician as well. And he's bringing his show to town, Here and Now Lounge, on July 18, Saturday. We love Here and Now Lounge, and we welcome Tristan into the studio. How are you going, mate?
Fantastic, Tom. Thanks for having me, Tom and Loggy.
Now, look, this is a bit weird. You left a career a pretty stable career and then thought, I'm going to make money doing magician work.
I did.
How did you come to that decision?
it's a long story. It was a decision that was a while in the making. Magic was a huge passion for me as a kid.
Yeah.
And then at about 12 or 13, it's just one of those things that fell by the wayside. Mm. I got back into it during lockdown, as a lot of people did with different hobbies.
Yeah.
Just as a way to keep our kids entertained. And then the itch came back really strong. I couldn't get rid of it. And I was like, it got to a point, I was in marketing for a number of years, and it got to a point where I think I was more scared about not trying it than trying it. So that was like, okay, I've got to give it a shot. What's the worst that could happen?
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of things. You could lose everything.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. The stakes are high.
You could make yourself disappear accidentally. True. You never know.
Well, there is that.
Did it 12, around 12, 13, from memory, is when you start realizing girls are a thing. Weird that the magic dropped off there.
So strange. You know what? I probably should have kept it going because it might have helped me at that age.
No, seriously. The girls come back. Trust me. Because whenever there's a magician around, all the girls are like, oh my God, show me. Do you find that now? Even though you're in a relationship currently?
Married, yeah.
Okay. So do you find that though the magic gets the ladies?
Look, I've done so many hens parties this year, which is wow. strange. Yeah. I've done magic at a couple of them as well.
Oh, yeah. No.
I was going to say, how many are you wearing a G-string in that? Yeah.
It's just like, you know, I never would have expected, here I am, like spending my weekends at hens parties. I've been to more hens parties than my wife has.
But, oh my God.
But no, they get into it. They're such a fun crowd. And it's a lot of fun.
All right. So very funny, man. Like you do it's essentially a comedy show. You had it at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, which is awesome.
Yeah. So cool.
But being a magician, people sort of know what to expect there. But being a mentalist, now, when I heard that you were coming in, I was like, oh, it's been a bit of a show. This is going to be a bit of a showdown because usually Loggy is the mentalist in the studio, okay. the most mental.
Yeah.
So if I can get my gag out, I said to Loggy.
He said to me all morning, oh, I've got a gag.
I've got one gag.
Got it, we're done.
Yeah, it's usually that you're the most mental, the mentalist. So
I am the mentalist.
What does it mean to be a mentalist?
What does it mean to be a mentalist? Okay, so I think the easiest way to describe the difference between a magician and a mentalist is a magician will steal your watch and say, hey, was this your watch?
Yeah.
A mentalist will tell you what time you're thinking of.
Okay, so are you maybe just psychic and don't know?
No, I wouldn't go that far yet.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Maybe I'm just a good BS artist.
Yeah. There's that too. So this show, it goes for an hour. Is it a show that you get people involved 100% within the crowd?
No one is safe in this show.
Oh, God. Okay.
So much fun.
Yeah, so basically it's looking at... Magicians are a very strange bunch of people, and there's a lot of different paths you can take in magic. So the first part of the show is really looking at all the different kinds of magic out there and what I nerded out on as a kid.
Yep.
And then I'm basically setting myself a challenge that this whole thing of quitting my job and going down this path is going to be worth it if I can prove myself to be a mentalist. Magic is one thing. Magic is fun. It's you know, flashy, sleight of hand, all that. But getting inside people's minds, messing with their attention, that's really where I want to be.
I feel like you're looking at me in the eye right now and I'm scared.
Yeah.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
It's their radio show in a podcast.
Can you show us a bit of what you do as a magician and a mentalist in Great Question, which we'll be seeing at Here and Now Lounge, Saturday, July 18. Tickets are online now and on sale now. We're going to give some away a little bit later. But can you give us a bit of, like, will you be able to in the studio here?
Why not?
Can we tell people what we did? So before we started talking, you asked me to do something.
Yeah.
What was that?
So I asked you to think of a first crush. It could have been a celebrity, could have been anything, could have been a kid from school, neighborhood, whatever. I asked you to lock this first crush inside your head.
Yes.
You did that for me, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't tell me who the first crush was.
No, I was a witness.
Do you think Loggy would know who the first crush
is? Nah, I don't think I've ever told her.
Okay, interesting. So what I want you to do is I want you to take yourself back to this time.
Okay.
Is this primary school?
No.
Older?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So what I want you to do, Tom, is just think about a specific moment, maybe like an interaction with this person. Do you have that in mind?
Yes.
Okay. And what time of like day or night is this happening?
In the evening.
In the evening. Pick a random time.
7 p.m.
7 p.m.
Okay. Late night.
Oh, look out. You were saying all right. So 7 p.m. I just want you to picture this scenario. You're seeing the first letter of this person's name appearing in the sky. Just open your eyes. Yeah. Look at the sky behind me. And I want you to just imagine that name in the sky.
Yeah.
Focus on the first letter. I'm going to race through the alphabet super quick.
Okay.
Don't give anything away with your eyes, but looking at me. So
I'm looking at you.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. Oh, I don't know. Did you see a smirk there?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
All right. The other thing I forgot to tell you, Todd, was when I walked into the studio, my clock was on 7 o'clock. My watch was on 7 o'clock.
Oh, what?
So that's the time. So we've got the time out of the way.
Show me your watch. Yeah, it says 7. Yeah.
Just focus on pick a random letter in the middle of the name. Don't say it out loud. Just pick a random letter in the middle of the name. Send that to me with your mind. Yep. Okay, all right.
I'm getting stuff too. This is weird.
You are as well.
Yeah, but I'm scared.
Random guess, Loggy, what would you say?
Lucy.
No.
No? Okay. All right, interesting. See, looking at you and seeing the letter you sent me, which was probably like an M from the middle, was it? I'm getting Emma.
No!
Yes, it was!
Stop it!
That was my first kiss. Was it you called Emma?
Stop! Stop!
Why?
How did you? Okay, prove it. Prove it. Open up.
I've got the cardboard
that
I wrote it in my pocket.
Oh my God! You're giving me the Jimmy legs. I'm like, he's written my first crush was Emma.
Can you hold that up to the camera there?
Right there. My first crush was Emma. Tom's first crush. Hi, Emma, if you're listening.
How
did you do it? I do think maybe I had a little stroke when he said E. Felt like my face going.
I can confirm you were just giggling the whole way through the alphabet.
That was incredible.
Wild.
Oh my god.
Okay, well, I think you made
Can we try something with you now? Okay,
yeah. Can we take a break and come back? 100%. Yeah, let's take a break and we're going to play a song and then we'll come back, okay?
Oh my God.
We are joined in the studio by comedian, mentalist, and magician Tristan McClendon. He's doing Great Question at Here and Now Lounge Saturday, July 18. We're going to see what he can do to Loggy next.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggy, say thanks.
K-Rock 955, Tom and Loggy, we are still joined in the studio by mentalist, magician, comedian Tristan McClendon. He's going to be in town with his show Great Question, which smashed at the 2026 Melbourne International Comedy Festival. This will be Saturday, July 18 at Here and Now Lounge, our friends at Here and Now on Ryrie Street. It's always a good time there, but it's going to be huge when you're in town. Tickets online now. We're going to give some away shortly too, but Tristan, you just blew our minds by getting my first crush, getting me to write it on a piece of cardboard and put it in my pocket, and then somehow you worked out her name was Emma. So
there was a cheeky smile when I said E there, Tom.
Yeah,
that was the giveaway.
How did you know the M?
Yeah.
That was the middle letters. When you're like, I guess, think of the middle, like one of the middle letters, and there's only two in the middle, and it's the same letter.
No, but dude, it's just like back in the day, the magician with the mask that gave away all the secrets.
Yeah, you can't tell.
Everyone hated him.
I know. That's how I got into magic.
I loved that show.
Yeah. That was fun.
He's on about to tell you all the
mental
stuff.
No, don't tell me. But I mean, just amazing Yeah. All right. So during that break, you said something to Loggy, got her to do something. Can you just take us through that, please?
Yeah, so I got Loggy to think about a ancestor living or past that you would either maybe have spoken to or haven't spoken to, but someone that you would like to chat with from your heritage.
Yeah.
Before we do that, though, Loggy, I've brought something special in. I actually did a little bit of stalking. I noticed on your Instagram you had four things with S's written there. Okay.
Yeah.
Sandwiches.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's Loggy.
Star Wars.
Yes.
Yeah. Simpsons.
Yes.
Seinfeld.
Yes.
Okay, that's not mine, Radio. I just saw
you. Yeah, I know.
I have a present here for you, Loggy, a box here.
Amazing.
What I want you to do is sandwiches, Star Wars, Simpsons, Seinfeld. Choose one of those four.
Okay, yeah.
Which one?
Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Okay, Seinfeld.
Seinfeld, okay. All right, inside this box, I don't know if you can hear, there's a piece of paper.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to open that up in a second. Loggy, I've got in my notes the 50 greatest Seinfeld episodes, okay?
Okay.
Give me a random number between 1 and 50.
Okay, 47.
47, okay. Loggy, do me a favour. Scroll down, take the phone. Top 50 Seinfeld episodes. They're all different, yeah?
Yep.
Can you scroll down to 47?
Yep.
What's 47?
The puffy shirt.
Okay. Loggy, I had this present for you.
Yeah.
Hold on to the box.
Okay, oh God.
Open it up.
Yep.
There's a piece of paper inside the box that I put in there before I left home this morning.
Yeah.
You could have chosen Star Wars, Sandwiches, Simpsons or Seinfeld.
There's no other paper in the box.
There is literally nothing in the box.
And also, we've seen you the whole time. You have not opened the box.
You can check the cameras as well. Yeah. Can you open that up and read out what it says?
Loggy will choose Seinfeld the puffy shirt.
No!
You're kidding me! What?
How?
Man? What the hell?
Get out of her head. It's an awful place to be. Get out of there.
I'm sweating. Okay, so question.
Yeah.
How does it feel to have people screaming in your face all the time?
I've got 5 kids, so I'm very used to it.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Loggy will choose Seinfeld the puffy
shirt.
That is
wild.
That's insane.
You can confirm that that list was all different episodes, wasn't
it? All different episodes. Oh. I chose 47.
Oh, I need to sit down. This is incredible.
Oh, God. Do people faint in front of you often?
No, not yet. I haven't had that yet. No, maybe the Geelong show. Make it a first. Yeah,
today's the day. Oh, God.
I wanted to do that as a test, just to get inside your head and see how you thought. And that paid off. I thought, you know, I was going to go with Star Wars, but I went with Seinfeld. So think about this person in your past.
Okay.
Are we talking like grandparents, great-grandparents?
Great-grandparents.
Great-grandparents. Okay. I will need you to keep your eyes open.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. So just imagine this person walked through the door right now.
Yeah.
Just tell me the first emotion that springs to your mind.
Oh, happiness.
Happiness. Yeah. Okay. I saw the smile there. This is a lady figure. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So just in your mind, you're just saying her name.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Tom, she showed you who she was thinking of as well.
She did. Yeah.
Okay. So I just want you to. I'm going to write this down this time. I want you to just focus on the first letter.
The eye contact.
Eye contact. Yes, well,
I know. Focusing on the first letter, and just imagine the shape.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So there's like a curve there. I can see just little micro expressions of a curve. Yeah.
Okay.
So and just look at the name between my two hands. Just run your eyes across. Okay. So it's a long name. So just in your mind, you're just saying this name in your mind. You see this person. You give them a hug. You say the name. Okay. I don't know if the camera's going to be able to pick that up, but I've written something down. Does Christine mean anything to you?
Yes!
I have to go.
That is
awesome. We've lost Loggy.
Oh, you are the worst, Tristan. That is atrocious. I could see you writing, Christine. I was like, how?
How did you do that? Are you like one of the X-Men?
Your kids must be shitting themselves about being teenagers, and trying to get anything over on dad, because I don't know how you're going to do it.
They're my toughest audience. They're like, if I do something and it works for them, then I'm like, fuel, this is a good because they're so
I can't, so I just don't even, I'm still in the,
nah. That is incredible. That is, Tristan, that is amazing.
Away.
Wow.
So entertaining.
You must come back because we have to have you back at some point.
Especially because we forget a lot of details and you're like, Loggy, is the movie you were thinking of for trending Face Off? And I'm like, oh, thank God. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
Okay, I'm sweating.
Well, I'm convinced. Whew. So in terms of not just your abilities, but it's going to be an amazing show. Great question. Tristan McClendon at Here and Now Lounge. We've got some tickets to give away. So 52232955. Give us a call right now if you would like to go along to Here and Now Lounge on Ryrie Street, Saturday, July 18, and see Tristan do his thing. It's going to be wild, I can guarantee.
Okay, I'm going to be talking about this forever. So everyone that comes to your show is literally going to have something to tell their mates forever.
Yeah, that's right. And also, if you want to get yourself some tickets, TristanMcClendon.com is a great place to start. Thanks for coming, mate.
Thank you for having me, guys.
So good.
All the best for the show.
Tom and Loggy, that was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.